Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. This is the first channel of many in this place, which is today called India. I'm going to save some information for a time when there is a group of those who live here with us. And it's going to be information about what is different here. All over the planet, my partner takes me to unique areas. And each one of them will have an energy that is specific. But some will have a culture which is more than specific. It is unique to the planet and spiritually significant. You sit in one of these, which is ancient and spiritually significant, more than you know or think. When we have more of those who live here with us, I would like to discuss the uniqueness and what is here that is nowhere else on the planet, and what makes it different than any place else. When my partner took me to Egypt, we discussed the significance of the ancient ones and what they were taught, and some of the beauty of the freshness of what they had. When my partner took me to Greece, we discussed so much about origins and what they believed. And we're going to do it again here. But I will save a little of that. Dear ones, I would like to give you a metaphor. Based upon what you have seen today and first impressions, I want you to envision a globe. Only this particular globe or this sphere is pure gold. In fact, it's solid gold. It's the purest gold you can ever imagine. Now, this is a metaphor, and I give these metaphors, these puzzles, so that you will be able to relate to them in a simple way, in a beautiful way. Imagine this globe, so pure, that there are those who are tuned to it, to the purity of it. Let us say the purity of the gold represents the purest compassion, peaceful spirit that exists anywhere. Over time, there are those who feel the globe, and they react to it, and they relate to it. They teach because they are on the globe or near the globe. We're living upon the globe. And then over time, it gathers dust. There are some who keep their areas clean so that they can always be in touch with the globe. But still, the purity seems to radiate so that no matter how much dust has been collected or how many cultures have lived there, or whatever the regions are called on that area, on this pure, pure golden sphere, they feel it. They know there's still pure gold underneath their feet. The region that you are in, not the country, the region is huge, has the sphere of gold underneath it. And over time, there has much that has happened. And it hasn't necessarily diluted the gold. It's diluted the perception of the gold. The more the cultures, the more the dust, the less purity is felt. And yet everyone who lives knows there's purity under their feet at some level. Now, in this land, this region, that sits upon this globe that is pure gold, you have those who are holy men. Someday, they will be holy humans. But today, they're holy men. Let me discuss it, because you're going to see it, and I invite you to see it. There will be those who have the accoutrements of holiness, so you will know who they're supposed to be. Some are connected to the purity of the gold, some are not. And then you will meet those who have no accoutrements, that is to say, you have no idea what they say they are, and you will have to see from feeling it inside of them. So truly, there are several kinds of holy men who you will meet along the way. And I'll leave it to you to decipher. And that is a good word. Not discern, but decipher. Walking through the language and seeing what is real and what is gold and what is not. If you talk to one of the ones who is still connected to the purity, and you said to them, what do you represent? Tell me in one word. And they may look at you and they would say, peace. And you might say, this is good. In our land, we also have those who are spiritually aware. They want peace for all people, peace for the earth. And they would say, the holy man would say, that is not the peace that I'm speaking of. And you would say, well, what is it? The one who is connected to the pure gold has wisdom. And now the wisdom will come forward, and that man or woman will say the following: peace between the cells of your body. And you would say, you don't mean peace on earth. And the holy man would say, when you have peace between the cells of your body, there will be peace on earth. In other words, they turn inward more than any other place on the planet. This is a peace, by the way, that is fresh. It is what we have always taught you from the beginning. Cryon is finally sitting in a place that is from the pure teaching of Cryon. And you will start to recognize it in many, where there is the oneness, where there's the blessing of all, where there's the acknowledgement of God inside, no matter who you are. I want to give you an example that some of you will relate to, of feeling the spirit of oneness in a human being. Some of you listening, or perhaps in the room, went to a very famous Hindu temple on the other side of the earth. There was a Hindu man who was convinced that he had to build a temple of significance in Lemuria, that which is the continent of Mu, which then become the Hawaiian Islands, on the small island of Kauai. And this is where the Hindu temple was founded and started and was going to be built. And he was there because he recognized that this was part of the ancient creation of the planet. And he was right. Some of you have visited this temple with my partner, with me. And the last time we were there, the Hindu man who took the founder's place gave a speech, a talk, a tour of the new temple, which was almost done. And those who went with him and walked with him started feeling something amazing. The man radiated something. He radiated joy. He radiated peace. You wanted to be next to him. You wanted to sit and listen to him. You wanted to be him if you could. There are some on this planet who carry the pure gold with them because they have come from the place where it originated. Some are on the gold. Some are on it in a very special way. And some are the gold. And when you walked with this Hindu man in this faraway place, what you felt came from here. It's a beautiful thing if you start to recognize what it is that is here that you haven't felt before. Do not be deceived by the crust that covers the gold today. It's still there. And there are those who feel it, touch it, and there are those who are part of it. Watch for them in these days together. And so the journey begins. And so it is.